Yeah.
Oh, when it all, yeah, all falls down.
This the real one, baby.
I'm telling you,
Chi-Town stand up. South side, we gon' set this party off right. West side.
It's a Maggie Dodd show here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Cuska, and filling in until 4 o'clock, we'll make way for the Dom Salvia show at 4, and then Pete Schwabba and Nightlight at 6 on Civic Media. Half hour from now, we're going to switch over to sports, so if you're not a sports-inclined person, apologize, but when they ask the sports director for the company to fill in for a show, you have to expect we're going to talk some sports. So at 3, going to shift gears a little bit and talk about high school football in Wisconsin, a proposal that would be one of the greatest transformations of high school sports in a sport in the state in quite some time, probably even more so than, you know, the tournament performance multiplier that went through a couple of years ago, more so than conference realignment. This would change how we do postseasons in Wisconsin football and how we seed teams as well. And going to go through this proposal, which has the backing of the vast majority of high school football coaches in Wisconsin, with the president of the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association, Brian Kaminsky, at 3 o'clock. 3:30, going to dive into some literature. I have read a book before in my life, as you can see on the bookshelf behind me. If you're watching on the stream, there are indeed more than a couple of books back there, all of which I've read. We're going to talk about an upcoming book about the Milwaukee Bucks. Jordan Tresky will join me an hour from now. And then, of course, at 4, we head over to the Dom Salvia show. Before we get into a couple of things in this segment, want to remind you, you can call us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can call or text. You can also comment on the live stream, where I did read a comment. Somebody asking me, they were hoping that those were Legos behind me on the live stream. On the radio, you can't see it, but behind me, I have a large assortment of bobbleheads, coaching awards, mini helmets, things like that, a lot of sports stuff. And, of course, the second comment is, I should have known better. You are the sports director. Well, okay. So let me start, Cardi, before you, I see you're laughing. Let me start. Yes, I'm the sports director. There's going to be a lot of sports stuff in the office, right? That's just the bottom line, right? But he was looking for Legos, and I will say that the camera does not show the other parts of my office where all the Legos exist, because for all the sports stuff here, and if I move around on the stream, you can see that there are 3 bookshelves full of bobbleheads and other sports memorabilia, autograph posters, the like. There are literally thousands of Lego sets in this office, and I'd love to say that it's because I'm a great dad and my kids and I have a hobby together, and they love Legos and all that. And they do. They love Legos. The truth is, though, that these are all for me. These are my Legos. There's a difference between my Legos and the Legos that my kids and I get to goof off with. But I have a lot of sets, a lot of cool things in here for that. So no worries. I got Legos covered. My kids got to experience a Lego store for the first time in their lives a month ago. We went to the Mall of America and went to the Lego store, and the pictures of my kids watching their little minds just explode, because it's a store literally that's just Legos, was completely worth the drive in the parking and, you know, spending 4 hours in Minnesota. So that was pretty cool. So yes, Legos exist in here. Thank you for the comments, by the way, over on YouTube. That is pretty awesome. Again, if you want to call it and be part of the show, you can do that, 855-724-842, 855-75-CIVIC. We spent the first part of the show talking about places in Wisconsin that maybe we haven't been to but want to go to. We want to set that resolution list early, right, because New Year's is next week. I said Door County for me, a place I'd like to get to, hopefully, maybe this year. We'll see. I do turn 40 this year, so why not? I need an excuse to go. There's my excuse. But this part of the show, I want to switch a little bit because one thing that we've been covering a lot in the news department here at Civic, first of all, one of our missions is to make sure people have the tools they need to be, you know, engaged locally, especially with regard to local offices. So if you've ever thought about running for, you know, a city government seat, you know, city council board, whatever they call it in your, you know, wherever you live, you want to run for a school board, you want to be a part of one of these offices and have a say in local government. The deadline is coming up pretty quick. January 7th is the deadline to turn your paperwork in. In most cases, there are a couple of things, and I'll talk about it in a second, where the deadlines are a little later, but paperwork has to be in January 7th is the date you need to remember. The vast majority of things you need in have to be done by January 7th. And that's for anything from school board to mayor to, if you want to be a circuit court judge, although I think that comes with extra requirement. I don't think I could personally run for a circuit court judge because I have zero legal experience, although it'd be fun to be like, you know, do like they do in the cartoons and just bang the little hammer thing, you know, over and over again. Maggie Dawn knows what's up, right? She practices law, right? So
she could definitely run for judge if she wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not qualified for that. I wasn't really qualified for school board either, but to run for a school board or a local office, you only need a few things. You need to be 18 years old. You need to live you have to be a resident of the seat you're running for. No felony convictions, and you got to do all your paperwork, right? There are very few requirements to actually be on a ballot in Wisconsin, other than being, you know, a citizen and all that stuff. There aren't a whole lot of requirements to do it. There is a paperwork requirement, depending on where you live. The bigger seat or city that you're running for, typically the more signatures you need to gather. For me, living in a very small city in Wisconsin, for a school board seat, you need a grand total of 20 signatures, which 20 is not a lot. You know, when it's thousands for like statewide office, 20 is an easy enough number to gather. And I can usually do that just by circling the block, right? So running for a local office is a lot less cumbersome than having to run for a state office. Typically too, when you run for a local office, you know, everybody running for public office has to file a campaign finance form. So if you spend any money for a campaign, right, you have to file a form. Well, in a case like me where I am spending $0 to promote myself for a seat, that's a pretty easy form. You just put in the zeros and fill in your name and address and you're done. It's not a complicated form. If you do have finances going into it, the advice is that you should set up a separate bank account for it, because if it's audited, you don't have to disclose all of your personal finances, right? You don't have to put your personal bank account. Nobody needs to see that you've got, you know, a Netflix, a Hulu, a Disney Plus, an ESPN subscription. No one needs to see that stuff, right? So generally recommended you have a separate account for any campaign expenses. But that paperwork gets filed, the signatures, declaration for candidacy, establishing your residency, making sure you live where you live, and you're running for a seat that you're qualified to run for. If it's a school board seat, you're in that school district. If it's a city council seat, you're in the city. County board, same county, it's the normal stuff, pretty basic stuff. But once all that's in, you get all that done, you just turn it in. And to be honest, a lot of people can turn this in a day if it's one of the smaller type seats. If it's one of the larger seats where you have to gather a lot of signatures, say mayor of a large city, it might take you a little more time to gather signatures. But, you know, typically you've got more of a traditional campaign. You have people helping you for that. So it's a little easier. But the important thing to note is that the deadline is January 7th. And you think, well, that's a long ways away. That's a whole year away. Oh, you know, it's a week from Tuesday. You have a week from Tuesday to get all your paperwork in. So just consider that for a minute. If you've ever thought about it, now is the time to go get that. You don't even have to go to an office to get the paperwork. You can download the paperwork right from the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. They even have a checklist for you to go through to make sure you've got everything that is required. All you need to do is find where you have to turn your paperwork in to run for office, where you physically hand it in to a clerk's office, and they'll list the hours and the locations there as well. I have to say, I always thought running for office would involve a lot more steps than this, right? I thought there would be many, many more steps. It was surprisingly easy for me to go through and do it. Granted, it's a very small seat in a very small rural part of Wisconsin, but I thought it would be way more complicated, and to me, it was a breeze. Have you ever run for local office, Cardi?
No, I've been around a lot of people that have run for local office, alderman, district attorney, senator, stuff like that. Mayor Cavalier Johnson in Milwaukee for mayor there. But me personally, no. I actually, not trying to step on any toes, but when Cavalier Johnson retires, I hope to run for mayor one day. You know, so hopefully that happens for me on the next 10-year plan. That's my goal.
You're gonna remember all the people who supported you along the way, right? Especially the random 2-day fill-in host here, right?
Jimmy Casket, right?
I love Milwaukee, by the way. Let me just say, as a kid who grew up in a town of 200 in northwestern Wisconsin, I love Milwaukee. It is one of my favorite times whenever I have an excuse to go back. Sometimes I make up excuses to go. But you know, the last couple of years, my reason to go was the state education convention. So you're right downtown, yes. You know, so yes. I love the, you can walk to so many things. There's a security for me in this having all the concrete and the buildings around me. Yeah. Like without that, I feel like I'm missing like my safety blanket. Right. So, you know, it's so weird, but when I go to Milwaukee, there's always just that security that there are buildings around me. And I don't know why that, It feels like home to me. You know, I love Milwaukee, though.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I come from Haiti, obviously. Then I moved to Milwaukee, you know, when I was like a little younger, 6 years old. So it's like a kind of a culture shock. But to be in the city and to have all the amenities, you know, it's a lot to have all that stuff in front of you. And then I kind of, you know, wanted to get back into that rural feeling. So I went to Mankato. I don't know if you're familiar with Mankato, Minnesota.
Very familiar. The Minnesota Vikings held their training camp there for years. I was there every year.
Yep. University of, it used to be called Mankato State. Now they changed it to Minnesota State University now. So I was there, and their population is probably a little bit under like maybe 2,000-3,000 people. And 2 years lived there, and I was like, yeah, I got to get back to the city. This is not it. So yeah,
I'm with you.
We have a caller on the line.
I'm totally with you on that. I love the amenities of a big city. I don't miss the traffic. You know, like traffic jams here where I live are, you know, there's a tractor pulling out and hauling grain, and that's what slows up traffic here. That's what we get here. We don't get the we don't get the big traffic jams. You know, the areas that I grew up in or that I live in now. But I have lived in Madison. I've lived near Milwaukee. I know that the traffic, I probably wouldn't miss as much, but even that, just knowing that you're heading somewhere where there are a lot of other people. I loved living in downtown Madison. When I was in college, I definitely enjoy any chance I got to go to Milwaukee with my brothers, going to get the $6 standing room only tickets at Miller Park, which is now Amfam Field, and standing over the opponent's bullpen and yelling things at them with the then cheap beers. They used to be a lot cheaper there. But that's what you would do when you were young and a knucklehead, and that's what you do. And it was so much fun. I have so many good memories and so many good times when I go to Milwaukee. And this is coming again from a kid who grew up in the smallest of small towns in Wisconsin. You know, I split time between a town of 1,400 and a town of 200 in northwestern Wisconsin. And I'm telling you that even for me, like, I love going to cities. We got time to do this. Let's do this, Cardi. We've been talking about places in Wisconsin we'd love to go. Just talking about Milwaukee is a great. If you've never been there, it's an awesome place to go. I love Milwaukee. Let's head to the phones quick and take it 855-752-4842. We've been talking on the show about running for local office and places in Wisconsin that we'd love to get to. Let's go to the phones.
Hey, Susie, you're on the line. How you feeling?
I'm good. I just wanted to say one thing in Wisconsin that you could do is the Ice Age Trail. It's 1,200 miles of hiking trails and also has some connecting corridors. That's an amazing walk for with your family, your dog, or whoever, and just getting out into little-known areas in Wisconsin is an amazing experience.
I 100% agree, and this is something I have done. When I went to college in Whitewater, the trails were right there, and I went and checked out different parts of it while I was in college. You're right. It is tremendous, and it kind of offers – it's kind of like Wisconsin at large. It offers different parts of the trail offer – little parts of Wisconsin, but like in trail form. It's pretty cool.
It is. And go Milwaukee.
There we go. I love it. We'll end the call with that. Go Milwaukee. I love it. Ice Age Trail is so super underrated, I feel like, in Wisconsin for people that have never been. And it spans a huge part of the state. So, you know, the chances are you've been on part of it at some point in your life. But I know that when I was in college, and it was still a little, most of it was there, but it was still broken up a bit. But I had gone on that trail a lot, just as a college kid, just looking for something to do. I love that part of the city, Walworth County, that kind of that area. Jefferson County, I'd been on the trail in a lot in those spots. So good stuff.
I like
good
trailing,
times.
Man.
Great.
Hiking is awesome, man. It's the best thing to do.
Yeah, especially here. There's so much to do in Wisconsin. The state parks too offer amazing views and things when you go to there. We got to go. We got to take a break, though.
Yeah,
so let's do that. It's the Maggie Don Show. It is Civic Media. We will take calls and texts on the other side. Again, that is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. More after this. I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in on the Maggie Don Show on Civic Media. Then I spent $400 on this just to be like, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. Scene. We live in the American dream. The people highest up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest things. For the road to riches and diamond rings. Shy because they hate us. Floss.
cause they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And